Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Mr. Babine Sayabe is the mayoral spokesperson for the city of Johannesburg. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning.
All right. My first question to you is, do you play Wordle?
Unfortunately, I don't have the time to do that. It's a big job in Johannesburg.
Right. That I can believe. That I really can believe. Okay. So then we're not going to ask you for any tips this morning. But what I do want to know from you is, how is the city of Johannesburg? First of all, how big is the debt that Johannesburg is owed that it would like to try and recover?
As of the 16th of February, the debt that the city of Johannesburg is sitting with, and that is monies that is owed to it by ratepayers, we're talking about 38 billion rand.
Oh,
putting that into context, the amounts that the budget for the last financial year was 73 billion rand. So it's almost owed half of the entire budget for the city of Johannesburg.
And how accurate is that? Or maybe it's two different questions. How accurate and how realistic? What percentage would you like to see recovered realistically?
I would like to, in terms of how accurate that is, and of course you're referring to what's been termed as the billing crisis. When the first year administration took over in, well, the first multi-party caucus took over in 2016, there was about a backlog of about 90,000 accounts that were in dispute or that were affected by the billing crisis, and over time that was brought down to around 6,000. Unfortunately, during the transition of various mayors and governments, that number has increased again. Yeah. But what we're doing now, we're completely revamping the system to ensure that the various systems, billing systems, talk to each other, because at the moment they're running on different systems. And our finance MMC, who also specializes in IT, has been tasked with that, and we're confident that I will be able to resolve that matter. But on the whole, in terms of accounts that are owed, there are very few that are actually in dispute. Because what happens when, for instance, a ratepayer receives a pre-termination notice? Mm. They're given a window of 14 days before their services are terminated. And in that period, they're able to dispute the amount that is stated by the city that they are owed. And if that dispute happens, then, of course, certain systems kick in and will put a hold on that statement. But, of course, the system is able to quickly verify whether there is a problem with the meter or such. But those are in the minority.
The fact that we saw, for example, Sandton City in the press earlier this week, I would imagine in some ways is problematic, in the sense that there's the sense that, well, you know, if Sandton City owes however many millions, or maybe hundreds of whatever that figure is, well, then, you know, if I'm 20,000 or 30,000 rand behind on mine, well, what difference does it make to the city, really? But the reality is that there are a lot more, households than there are major centres. I would imagine that this could present a problem for you. What's your thoughts on that?
It doesn't present a problem for us. We are targeting ratepayers, delinquent ratepayers, those who we've made appeals to over time and have refused to pay. I'd say by and large, households are mostly compliant, and those are the residents that will, for instance, enter debt rehabilitation programs. And those are ratepayers that are genuinely struggling to pay their bills, given the last 2 years that
Absolutely.
We've had on the economic front. But you would have seen that, whether it's regardless of the municipality that it is, that it's mostly big business and government that owe the city of Johannesburg the lion's share. We did the same in Region F 2 weeks ago, which covers the inner city, and those are mostly residential blocks. Those are factories and such. And I mean, just in terms of just 10 properties, top 10 worst offenders in the inner city, they owe the city in the region of 33 million rand collectively. So you can see the effect that larger account holders have on the revenue of the city. And equally, we're not saying that residents must step back. We're saying that any little money we need needs to be collected, because that is why we have potholes on our roads. That is why our bulk water infrastructure is affected, because the amount of money that we have is limited. We can have the best political team running the city. We can have the best executives running the municipal entities, but the level of service delivery that we're able to deploy is hampered by the amount of money that we have.
Although that said, and you're absolutely right, given the way in which the city has been run in the last number of years, it's little wonder that people are. And there's no excuse to not pay your rates and taxes, but there's a psychological negative cycle. The minute I think that it works the other way around. So the minute that there's the sense that the city is running and that potholes are being fixed and that water infrastructure is being improved, so people are more confident about where their money is going. Not that it's their option anyway, because it is a legal requirement to pay it, but it does have an impact, and it gathers its own momentum. So I'm certainly hoping that the more we see good work being done, which I strongly believe is going to be happening in the city of Johannesburg over the next while, I think that we'll start to see that gathering its own momentum. Is that a thought that you guys, or a concept that you share?
Certainly. I mean, the executive mayor, Councillor Mpopolatsi, has been very clear that if we are going to build, for instance, a city of opportunity, then we need to get the basics right. That includes, for instance, ensuring that the billing system works, that streets are swept, that potholes are filled. So we're running two operations in parallel. We're running this Buyumthetho campaign to ensure that we're able to collect revenue from those who owe the city of Johannesburg. And parallel to that, we're also running an Arisebetseng campaign. And that's dealing particularly with service delivery backlogs. So we're going region to region. At the beginning of this week, the executive mayor was with the Transport MEC, as well as the MEC of Environment and Infrastructure Services, where we were in Region F, well, the same region we were to cut off electricity and other services, where we deployed teams en masse, and they'll be going ward to ward. So you will be seeing it in your area soon, where teams were fixing potholes, were fixing leaking pipes and taps. They were ensuring that traffic lights were working, so that these are visible and tangible things that people can see are being fixed. And I've been in this role for the last 3 weeks, and every day I get phone calls from residents who are saying that for the first time, or at least in a long time, we are seeing things being fixed. We're seeing our roads being cleaned. We're seeing open spaces being taken care of. And this is the kind of work that we want to embark on with the city of Johannesburg.